You're listening to KNKX. The sheer number of forest fires across the western United States has many pointing to climate change as a big reason for their intensity. But another issue is likely contributing to the problem: forest management. Maureen Kennedy is an assistant professor at the University of Washington in Tacoma, and she studies fire and forest management. She sat down with KNKX host Kirsten Kendrick to talk about how competing interests make preventing wildfires such a challenge.
How has forest management worked in Washington?
Oh, worked. That's a good question, whether it's worked in Washington. So forest management sort of has a lot of dimensions to it and a very long history. And so depending on how far back you want to go, if you want to talk about the sort of the first part of forest management would actually be with the native peoples, who actually did do things like use fire as a tool for hunting, for actually regenerating the forest as a way of fire protection. And then when we had sort of the Euro-American settlement in the West, it was a lot of emphasis on timber and a lot of emphasis on clearing land and making places for people to live and using those forest resources. The larger view is for the U.S. Forest Service is they sort of saw that the land was being used in that way and really wanted to protect this national resource. And so they created these forest reserves, which include some lands in Washington state. And in these forest reserves, they wanted to really conserve the national resource for uses like timber, for uses like recreation. And they understood the role of forests in water quality as well.
How have you seen things evolve?
Yeah, so there's a lot more of a larger emphasis on what we call sort of dry forest restoration. And so through a practice, particularly on the east side, of forest thinning, where we're trying to thin out that thick understory, and prescribed fire, where you allow the fire to burn, that allows those large old ponderosa pines that are really, really fire resistant to persist. And then the ultimate sort of pie in the sky kind of goal would be for those forests then to be resilient to wildfire. They'd have these low severity wildfires that just keep running through. And so that's sort of the emphasis and the goal. But there's been a lot of challenges. We sort of understand scientifically how that should work, but there's a lot of challenges in actually implementing that on the ground across the entire region.
And there seem to be different goals with forest management. Is it to reduce wildfires? Is it to maintain clean water? I mean, there seem to be many factors involved in this big issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And so if you look across the entire state, if you think about all of the landowners, you're going to have the Department of Natural Resources here in Washington, the DNR. And they actually have these trust lands where they have an obligation to generate revenue from the lands. And they've taken, in addition to that, a lot of conservation goals, a lot of water quality goals, recreation. All the state parks are part of the Washington State DNR. And then you have the U.S. Forest Service, which is also very much emphasizing a multi-use management, where we have recreation, where we have water quality, where we have, in theory, some timber, economic revenue. And then you have actually the Department of the Interior. So the Forest Service is part of the Department of Agriculture. And then you have the Department of the Interior with the National Park Service and the Bureau of Land Management, also working under different regulatory structures and different policies. And then you have private timber landowners, you have just private landowners that might have a large property that's also part of this mosaic, and then you have cities. I think that's it.
Well, all these different lands can be impacted by wildfires, and we've certainly seen that. So a lot of people are thinking that we have a new normal now for our wildfire season, fire and smoke involved in that. There is a new forest plan approved for the state. What are your thoughts on that, and how successful do you think it can be?
Any kind of forest plan that's going to be successful has to really bring in the thoughts and the priorities of all these different land ownerships. You can't just focus on your little piece of land. You have to think about the entire landscape. The strategy, and you're seeing that both with the Forest Service actually and with Washington State's own strategy, is really an emphasis on collaboration and on cooperation. And so I think in principle, that is the only way to be successful. So I look at it from a scientific perspective, but really it's sort of a dynamic human, social, political system. And so maybe if it's just, it really depends on the human dimension. And that's difficult to predict.
All right, Maureen, thank you so much.
Sure.
Maureen Kennedy is an assistant professor at the Tacoma campus of the University of Washington. You can find a link to learn more about the state's 20-year forest plan at our website, knkx.org.